allow me to sing the bass line, but they wouldn't let me do it. I want you to turn to one verse of Scripture tonight, and we're going to get right into our church calendar. If you are a family member and you do not have a copy of the calendar, we might like to at least make sure each family gets a copy. If nobody in your family has a copy of this, would you raise your hand in the air, and our men will make sure to get you a copy of this. Just keep it up in the air until you receive one, because this is what we're going to be going over tonight. I felt it was important enough to take the preaching time, because this is a message in itself, just to make sure that you understand what's going on, what's taking place, and then we're going to, God willing, gather around the altar, some of us, and pray that God will breathe upon these plans. By the way, none of these plans may come true, except maybe tonight, revealing the church calendar, potentially. The reason I say that is the Lord may come back before I get done speaking. That'd be okay with me, you know. There's nothing wrong with planning. Matter of fact, I believe the Lord's pleased with it. But we don't put our faith in plans. We put our faith in God and trust God to use this. So let's pray together. I hope you're in Acts chapter 5, the book of Acts chapter 5. It's going to read one verse of Scripture to you, verse 42. Acts chapter 5, verse number 42. Let's pray together, and then we'll share this verse and get right into this church calendar for this year. I call this what I call is Pastor's Vision Night. We had one last January, and God willing, I'm planning on having one of these each year where we reveal the calendar to you and some goals for this particular year and what we'd like to see happen. And what I want to see happen is what the Lord wants to see happen. And I hope you feel the same way about it. Let's pray together. Father, we love you. Help us now. May thy will be done. Fill us with your power and spirit. Use us, I pray, in a great way. In Jesus' name, amen. Acts chapter 5, verse 42, the Bible says, "And daily in the temple, and in every house they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ." Again, it says, "And daily in the temple, and in every house they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ." Our message is the message of Jesus Christ. That's what we're giving out. And this church, it's my prayer that this church will be daily in the temple when we're here and house to house, out and about, not ceasing to teach and preach Jesus Christ. People need to know the Lord. And God uses human beings who know him to get the gospel message to other people. It's a privilege to be used by God to tell somebody else how they can spend eternity in heaven. That's a privilege. And I'm saying all this and using that verse as a launching pad because I want you to know that these church plans are put together with a motive, if you will, with a burden to see the gospel get to more people and reach more people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And before I start with January here, and you understand I've got to go quickly, I'm just going to mention a lot of this and then I'm going to make some statements about some of it. Something that's not on your calendar, I want you, if you've got a pen, I want you to write these down if you wouldn't mind to do this. I want you to write down three things that's not on this calendar that we're hoping to start this year. And I'll be honest with you, I hope and pray that from now until the Lord calls us home, that this church is constantly starting new things. I mean, constantly reaching more and getting the gospel out in more ways. And you know what's amazing? I was talking to the deacons in the deacons meeting about one of these things I'm going to tell you to write down. It's amazing that when God sees a church that's willing to do what he wants them to do, he'll open doors for us. No doubt about it. And I want you to write these three things down. Number one, Reformers Unanimous. Reformers Unanimous. You can just write down RU if you'd like to do it that way. Now I'm giving these to you because I want you to pray about them. I want this church to be praying and seeking God about these things. Now listen, this is a pastor-led church, there's no doubt about it. But this is a Lord-led pastor, if you understand what I'm saying. This is not my church, it's God's. And this pastor is to go into the presence of God to find direction for this church and then spread the vision. And pray God gets a hold of hearts and people start saying, "I'll do that and I'll do that and I'll do that." Can you imagine what would happen If half of this crowd would say, I'll do my part, just half of you, it's exciting to think about it, you know? Write down number two, special needs children. Special needs children. This is a ministry, Reformers Unanimous is for any kind of addiction, but this special needs is a ministry for those who have special needs children who cannot go to church if there's nothing for their child. For instance, there are some special needs that the parents cannot get away from the child. Not that they're trying to get away from them, you understand. I'm just saying that they can't leave them alone somewhere. In other words, they're not able to leave their home and come to church and leave their child at home, is what I'm trying to say. We've got a burden to help these kind of people. Why do we want to offer something to the special needs children? By the way, we're actively pursuing this, and God's working. He's really working at this. He really is. And the reason we're going after them is so we can get the gospel to them. These special needs children, some of them, not all of them, but some of them can be led to the Lord Jesus Christ. What a great thing to see a special needs child come to the Lord. On top of that, if our church would offer something that's if you want to call it babysitting, that's fine. But if we offer something for the child and the mom and daddy can come and sit in here and hear a gospel message, can't you just imagine the rejoicing in heaven for a mom and daddy walking the aisle to trust Christ just because our church was offering something for their child so they could come and hear the gospel story? That's the motive behind this. Number three, I want you to write down, and I'm going to put it this way, just write down housing authority. There is a housing authority place in Johnson City that one of our men has been knocking doors in there. And we are, God willing, this week going to be pursuing to see if we can start a chapel inside that building. Now, this is for those who are very poor and so on. They're living in this housing place. And there's over 100 apartments in that place, I've been told, somewhere around 120 or something. And over 100 of them have somebody in them. And they need the Lord. And this is one of the open doors that really, I'll be honest with you, I hadn't even thought about. Until one of our congregation, one of our laymen, got a burden to go into that place. And he went into that place and they've given him liberty to come and knock on any door he wants to knock on at any time. Now, don't you tell me the Lord's not in something like that. And there's a meeting place, and we're praying about what the Lord wants us to do. If we can't have something there, then we're going to try to help get some of those people on the bus route and try to get them here so they can hear the gospel. Those are three things that are not on your list here. I want you to write them down so you can be praying about them. We want to follow the Lord. By the way, anything else we want to start? Sure there is. Just don't want to scare you too much right now, you know? Now, let's go right down the line here. January 16th is obviously here. We're revealing the church calendar, newcomer reception. By the way, that's not just for members. That's for anybody who's even visiting the church, who has an interest in this church, who's been coming in the last 6 months. You're invited to come downstairs right after the service, okay? 17th and 18th, that's tomorrow night and Tuesday morning. There's a ladies' Bible study. Let me remind you. Now, the times on here may be different. Go with the times that are in the bulletin. In other words, Tuesday morning, is that the right time or is it 10:30? Is it supposed to be 10 or 10:30? 10. It's 10 o'clock. Okay, so this is right, all right? Now, somebody tell me, what is the main goal of the ladies' Bible study? What is it? Is it fellowship? Yes or no? No. It's a byproduct. Nothing wrong with it, right? You ladies who come, it's good fellowship for you. You ought to come if you can. But the main motive is we're not ceasing to teach and preach Jesus Christ. The main motive is it is a targeted ministry. It's a target. It's ladies who may come to a Monday night Bible study or a Tuesday morning Bible study who won't come to church on Sunday, but they'll come to a ladies' meeting. And some of them may not even know the Lord. Some of them may be out of church, and the ladies' Bible study could be the thing that God uses to get them here. However the Lord wants to use it, he can use it. 21st, that's Friday night, it's the first annual leadership school. I can't emphasize enough, every leader needs to come to this meeting. I'm encouraging you, I'm challenging you, I'm begging you if I can to be here. The 23rd, that's next Sunday, we are beginning our training of our different Nehemiah wall sections. Remember, there's six sections, and if you'll notice, the 23rd, the 30th, for 6 weeks in a row, I'm going to be training every section, a different week, obviously, for 6 weeks in a row. The 23rd, if you signed up to help or have an interest in the discipleship ministry. By the way, the way that we're putting this together is anybody can do this. For instance, if you're a Sunday school teacher, we're trying to offer this particular ministry to where you can get involved in it. I'll explain this in the meeting. If you're a bus captain, you can still help us with this ministry. In other words, it's not going to take you away from your main duty. If you have an interest in the discipleship wall training, just seeing what it's all about, the next Sunday night at 5:30 in the Berean classroom, Miss Charlotte is teaching that class now, right down the hallway on the right. If you signed up for it, you should receive a letter from me this week if you haven't already. But if you haven't signed up and you have an interest, you still come to that meeting, okay? That's next Sunday night. The 29th is our first Outdoorsman Fellowship. Brother Jamie Pendleton, I'd like you to stand just a moment if you don't mind, Brother Pendleton. I don't want to embarrass you, but some of our people don't know who you are. They've just recently joined the church, he and his dear wife and family. He is heading up this ministry for us. He has done it. Thank you. You may be seated. He came to me with this idea. Now, I had already had the idea of having what I called a wild meat dinner. And then I believe it was Brother Magnus, I believe, who came to me and said in a church, that's your father-in-law, I think, right? That church, they have what they call the wild beast feast. I fell in love with that, you know? So we're going to adopt that. We're going to have the wild beast feast. But this outdoorsman ministry, somebody tell me what kind of a ministry is it? It's a target ministry. You say, what are you talking about? There are men out there who are great outdoorsmen. That doesn't mean they're great at it. That just means they really like it. You see them? Now, I'm not. I'm an athlete. I didn't have much time to do anything except breathe, you know. So I'm not much of an outdoorsman, but I've got a burden for this. What's the burden? The burden is to reach other outdoorsmen, to get them to the house of God for a fellowship, get them under the sound of the gospel, and some of them may be saved. That's what this is about, an outdoorsman fellowship. That's Saturday night, the 29th. We're having an AM baptism on the 30th, and then the 30th is the target wall training, same time, same place. If you signed up with an interest in the target ministry, or if you say, what is that? I didn't sign up, but I'm interested in it. Then you come to that meeting. And in this, we're going to try to get people plugged in, doing your section. There's no telling what God will do. February, notice teachers on the 2nd. That's a Wednesday night. Our monthly teachers meeting, that's beginning in February. We have a monthly teachers meeting at 6:30 in the chapel. The 6th, if you'll notice, is the telephone wall training. Now, all this will be in the bulletin and so on as we get closer to it. But let me say this to you. We don't want to bypass visitation. You need to be out visiting, knocking doors, especially in leadership. Be out knocking doors. Nothing takes the place of door to door. I'm talking about knocking on doors, meeting people. Nothing takes the place of that. But let me say this. The telephone is a major tool that God has put at our fingertips. And we can use it to get the gospel out. Mrs. Curley's here tonight, and she's been using the telephone to help us call visitors. Now, what I'm saying to you is if you're sitting there right now and you say, Jody, I can't get around like I used to, this is a great ministry that you can get involved in. It's a wonderful ministry. And we're going to train on what's expected of it and so on the 6th. The 12th, which is Saturday night, had another sweetheart banquet. God really blessed this last year. What it is, it's for sweethearts and so on. And if you buy a ticket, which we try to keep it as cheap as we can, if you buy a ticket, we give you a complimentary ticket. And the goal of it is if you're coming, you bring somebody else with you free. We had a great number last year. Matter of fact, I just spoke with a gentleman who came home this week and found his live-in mate. I'm not sure if they're married or not, but he found her dead this week. And I visited with him. And obviously he's broken. He's supposed to come to church here next week, the Lord willing. But he was at last year's sweetheart banquet. And he remembered it. And he talked like it made an impression on him. And what am I saying? I'm saying that's one of those one of those activities, if you will, that somebody may come to who may not come to hear me preach, but they don't understand when they come there, they're going to hear me preach anyway. Because we're going to give the gospel, okay? We're going to follow that up on Sunday with a vow renewal Sunday. What is that? If you're married, you're going to renew your vows that Sunday. Right there at your seat. And all the way through. I may even bring my wife up here and renew mine to hers, you know, and so on. This is something that doesn't take money, anything like that. It just emphasizes marriage. You see what I'm saying? Praise the Lord for it. And then that night, we're training the bus wall training there. The 19th, which is Saturday night, is our quarterly Truth Teen Rally at 6:30. Our speaker's Brother Scott Pauley, and he's going to stay over and preach for us at least that next Sunday morning. Trying to get him to spend all day, but with college in and all that, I'm not sure if he can. We're having what we call a teen day that day. We're going to try to pack this place out with teenagers. Wouldn't that be exciting to see teenagers? Appreciate all them amens right there. But it is exciting. By the way, the teenagers are the future of this church. And we need to go after them. It's amazing how many teenagers are in our area. There's close to 1,400 students at Daniel Boone alone. Think about that. That's one school. Now, you say, what are you talking about? I'm talking about we've got a burden to reach our young people. And I'd love to see this place packed out with teenagers that day. Love to see it. And one of the greatest preachers I know today breathing God's air for teenagers is Scott Pauley. No doubt about it. Now, the greatest is me, but he's a close second. I'm just kidding with you, okay? Surely you know me by now. I'm kidding when I say something like that. But work hard for this. That night we'll have the door-to-door wall training. The 26th is another outdoorsman fellowship. Now, by the way, just before I forget this, if you'll notice the very bottom of the page where it's, the asterisk below the line, all dates are subject to change. That doesn't mean I'm going to change them all, but some of these dates could change, you understand. And notice beside it, I say just please pay attention to the bulletin, because the bulletin will let you know at least a week in advance what's coming up. Okay? The 27th is a baptism AM service, Sunday school training that night at 5:30. March, remember the series last year on building families of faith? That is what I call a target series. I'm trying to do a target series every year. And this year's target series, by the way, we're starting prayer meetings on every Wednesday night and every Sunday night starting in March. The reason I'm waiting till March is because of all the training we're doing. And so on, there would be some conflict. So starting in March, if you'll notice right out from it, there's prayer meetings that's going to begin every Wednesday night at 6:30, every Sunday night at 6. The reason I'm offering it twice is so those who are in the choir and can't come on Sunday, maybe they can come on Wednesday night. Vice versa. If you're in Cadets for Christ, can't come on Wednesday night, maybe you can come on Sunday night. I want this church to be a praying church. I believe it is a praying church. That's one reason God's blessing it. No doubt about it. So make special note of that. Our target series this year is what I call Stronghold Series. It's entitled Smashing Satan's Strongholds. Strongholds are things like doubt, worry, addictions, fear, things along that line. And God willing, that entire month I'm going to be devoting Sundays to preaching on these different strongholds, how the devil uses them, and how you can live in victory over them. That's exciting, and I'm looking forward to preaching it, and I hope you're looking forward to seeing it. Along that same line, throughout the month of March, we're going to have our children's campaign running along with it that's called Let's Lick Absenteeism. Now, the way that works is each child is going to have a lollipop at the beginning of that campaign. It's cheap. You see it like that, you know. And it's called Let's Lick Absenteeism. If they're here every Sunday that month, at the end of the campaign, they get their lollipop. If they don't, and they're not here, they don't get it. You say, that's cruel. Call it what you will, but I guarantee you God will use it. By the way, if they miss a Sunday, guess what they can do? They can bring a visitor and make it up. What are you saying? I'm saying we're trying to go after children, going after adults through the month of March. So make special note of it. The second, you can notice that, teachers, the 20th, we're introducing gospel teams in the evening service. You say, what is that? I'm not going to tell you. Because when you don't know what something is and you're wondering what it is, You know what some people do who typically don't do? They show up that night because they're interested in it. So we're going to introduce that to you in March the 20th, God willing. 26th, on a Saturday, we're having soul winning training from 10 to 1 and the Wild Beast Feast that evening at 6 o'clock. The 27th is AM baptism. April, notice the prayer meetings. We're going to launch the gospel teams from April to September. That's a good time to do it. And I have to be careful that I don't give it away what it is, okay? The 3rd to the 8th, Dr. Ron Comfort comes rolling into town. And he'll be with us this year. Praise the Lord for it. The 10th, we're having what I call a potential teacher workers training or meeting. What that is are those who are not teaching but would like to. You'd like to teach sometime down the road, whatever. Then we're going to have a potential workers meeting, a potential teachers meeting where I'm going to go in, give you the qualifications, show you that, hey, if you want to teach, this is the qualifications and all this. And if you're still with us at that time and so on, then we'll probably have you sign up. And so on. Who knows? We might start more Sunday schools out of that. We don't know. We'll just see what happens. Okay? The 17th is a church social. Don't know exactly what it is, but we're going to eat something. Amen. The 18th and 19th, we're having another ladies' Bible study. Now, I'm just playing with this ladies' Bible study. Okay? What we're doing is we're doing it on a quarterly basis right now, every 3 months. Now, I may eventually move that to monthly. I'm just thinking about it, just praying about it. Okay? If you ladies would rather me go to monthly, then call me. Come by and see me. I'm not opposed to doing it monthly, but I'm trying to really emphasize it to where when it comes rolling around, we can try to get people in through it. So just think about it. I'm open for this and so on, but right now we're doing it on a quarterly basis. AM baptism service on the 24th, that's Easter Sunday, and so that night we're having the Lord's Supper. We're having a men's retreat this year. On the 29th and 30th, we'll give you more details about that later. In May, our monthly teachers meeting on the 4th, Mother's Day on the 8th. Our church birthday is on the 15th. If you want to circle that date, that is the one date that I'm trying to make the biggest day of the year. I got this philosophy really from Dr. Jack Hiles. And so on about try to have one gigantic day a year. And folks, what better day to use at Buffalo Ridge than our birthday? Because we're the oldest church in the state. And God blessed it last year. He blessed it. I mean, we had very little promotion. Very little promotion. We just used it in our own congregation and had well over 1,000 on the grounds last year. That's not about numbers, but it is about going after the Lord, following the Lord. We're having along with that day what I call Boom Day, and you see this, it stands for bring one or more. Bring at least one, let's boom it out of here, so bring at least one or more, okay? By the way, all these things are original with me, and I've not gleaned from anybody, you know? And I'm kidding again, all right? 21st, this is tentative, but this is our next Truth Teen Rally. 25th. Is our cadet closing program. That's a Wednesday night. 28th is another outdoorsman fellowship. 29th is an AM baptism service. And we're having what we call Heritage Day. Not something that has a lot of promotion here because our big promotion is the church birthday. But you realize that this is the 400th year anniversary of the King James Bible. By the way, we're King James Bible here only. Amen. And it's going to stay that way. At the same time, preacher did such a wonderful job training the church. And there are new people coming in, seems like all the time. Praise God for that. And some of them come in and they've never been taught the difference. Never been taught the difference. Now, what's that mean? If they come in and carry an NIV, that we kick them out? Absolutely not. What it means is we train with the right spirit. And what I'm saying to you is that it's not the issue where some people think this. Some people have been told this because they just don't know any better. They've been trained that you take the NIV, for instance, and the King James Version. They've been trained that it's the same Bible, but the NIV is just modern-day English. That is not correct. It's not the English version. It's the text where it came from. And it's two different texts.
The King James came from the Masoretic of the Old, the Textus Receptus of the New. These other versions came from what's called the Westcott-Hort text. It's two different texts. And it's like Dr. Curtis Hudson said, things that are different are not the same. They're not the same. And the thing is here we're King James Bible, but we're not ugly about it. You see what I'm saying? You don't have to be ugly about that. But we just stand firm right there. And I've asked preacher, I've got him, he's doing something that day. I don't know what it is yet. We might have a combined Sunday school and he teach on the King James or whatever. Might have him preach on that. I don't know exactly. But I'll tell you what I'm planning on doing from the pulpit is I'm planning on preaching on my heritage and some people who've had a major influence on my life. I've called Mrs. Keith Kaiser, and I'm trying to get her here for that day. Because the good Lord willing, I'm going to be preaching one of Dr. Kaiser's messages. And it could be the one that he entitled, I Found the Book. I don't know yet. But I'm excited about this day. And I hope you will be. By the way, if you have a goodly heritage, as the Bible calls it, you ought to get on your knees and praise God. And this is a heritage day. June, prayer meetings, a monthly teachers meeting. Notice the teen mission trip that could change due to the weather. Because we've been informed that some schools are already going into June now. So we don't want the mission trip to conflict with school. So we may have to change that date. But anyway, that's where it stands right now. Junior camp may change, but right now it stands at Mount Moriah. Okay? We may be going back to Bill Rice Ranch. I don't know yet. I'm looking at the price difference there and seeing what I feel the Lord would have us to do. Father's Day on the 19th and baptism in the AM service. Okay? If you'll flip it over. Are you beginning to see why I need to take a whole service for this? Okay. July is what we're calling Let Freedom Ring Month. Now, again, this is not much promotion, but what we're doing, if you'll notice the asterisk, is we're running backyard Bible clubs in the first four Saturdays of this month. What that is if you live in a neighborhood that has a lot of kids in it. Matter of fact, if you do, would you raise your hand? You live in a neighborhood that has a lot of kids. We're going to ask you to host a backyard Bible club in preparation for Bible school. And what we're going to be doing, God willing, is forming a team where we go into your neighborhood, help you knock doors, promote a backyard Bible club in your backyard. And we have a meeting there promoting our vacation Bible school. Wouldn't it be great to see some young people trust Christ in your backyard? This is a backyard Bible club thing. Prayer meetings, the 4th, which is July 4th there, we're having a church-wide picnic that Monday at Harvest Acres. God willing, we'll be having some fireworks, I hope. Hope we don't set his property on fire and all this kind of stuff, but that'll be good. The 6th, the month of teachers meeting. And then what we're trying to do is emphasize freedom. So on the 10th, we're emphasizing freedom to gather. Aren't you glad you can come and gather in America and you don't have to worry about the government coming in and throwing you in jail? You know what I mean? So what do you think we're going to emphasize on that Sunday, freedom to gather? Church attendance, be here. Then the next week, we're having freedom of speech. Also, another newcomers fellowship. You know what freedom of speech means? That means we're going to encourage you that week to invite somebody to church. Because guess who's rolling in town on the 24th? Look at it. Dr. Tom Farrell. Now, I'm going to tell you something, folks. If I could gather the world together and have one preacher preach a gospel message to the world, it might be Tom Farrell. He's amazing. God's all over that man. And he's coming in here. And so we're emphasizing freedom of speech the Sunday before and try to get you to use your freedom of speech to invite people to church next Sunday to hear Dr. Farrell preach. I'm excited about that one, you know. The 18th and 19th, ladies' Bible study. And then freedom of press, that's the same Sunday that Dr. Farrell's with us all day. We're going to emphasize that coming week to give out gospel tracts. Use the press, something printed, to get the gospel out. Our vacation Bible school is the 25th to the 29th. Our closing program is the 31st. In August, you'll notice the prayer meetings are running every month there and every Sunday. The teachers meeting on the 3rd, the Truth Teen Rally, this is again tentative, on the 13th. We're having a back-to-school day and promotion Sunday on the 14th. We're going to be giving backpacks away with stuff in it and having what we call super church. You know what that means? This may scare you. Not for the whole service, but at the opening part of the service, we're going to have everybody on the grounds in the auditorium. Not the nursery, probably. But we're going to bring all the children in here. I think it'd be good for our Sunday morning crowd to see how many children are on the grounds. Wouldn't that be great? And maybe that Sunday we can have them sing. I don't know, but this has a lot of potential. And this is back to school day and also promotion Sunday. On we go here. The 28th is an AM baptism soul winning seminar, 5:30 in the chapel. The 30th is our deacons budget meeting. Make special note of that, deacons. That's a Tuesday night, 6:30. September, our missions conference is set for Wednesday night, the 7th through the 11th. That Saturday, you notice the 10th, is our harvest party with the missionaries at Harvest Acres. And that Sunday, the 11th, is Faith Promise. We're working at getting Brother Graham Thorin in here. He's going to be on furlough, and I'd like to have him as a keynote speaker and so on. I just need to contact him, try to get him on the schedule for that. Y'all can help me with that if you don't mind. Just kind of mention that to him, okay? And he can get back with me and so on. AM baptism service on the 28th. I've already said that, haven't I? I'm back in August. Let's see. 23rd and 24th, and 24th is the ladies' retreat in Pigeon Forge. 24th is an outdoorsman fellowship. 25th is AM baptism. And then another potential teacher workers meeting. That's for those who may have an interest in teaching. So on. I'm trying to do that twice a year. October, the 5th is our monthly teachers meeting. The 9th, if you want to put an asterisk beside it, is a big day. That's our Public Service Appreciation Day. You know what that is? That is something where we're going to be going into the public, and we're going to try to get public servants here. Now, that is a large umbrella. That involves those who work in hospitals. That involves EMS. That involves restaurant managers, restaurant waitresses, waiters, anybody who does any kind of public service. I'm talking about cashier people at the gas station. Anybody who does anything for people in the public, we're going to try to get them here. We're going to serve them that day and give them the gospel while they're here. Now, I'm excited about that day right there. And I'm telling you, that has a lot of potential. I'll be praying about it. The 15th is Super Saturday soul winning. Say that five times fast, you know? What that simply means, we're soul winning all day long. We're starting at 10. You can't come then, come at 2. If you can't come at 2, come at 6. We're going all day. Praise God, it's Super Saturday soul winning. We're going after people, not just on that Saturday, but especially that Saturday. The 17th and 18th, another Bible study for the ladies. The 30th is an AM baptism service. The November, you'll notice the note about the prayer meetings. We're going to launch a telephone push here. Hopefully the telephone ministry will be going on all year long. But then when it starts turning cold, it starts getting dark, and you can't get out as much as you can, you know, as much as you can during the summer months, then knock on doors. We're not belittling that. We want you to do that. But then you can start working the telephone. By the way, you ought to be working it anyway. Work the telephone and start knocking on doors. Let's go after it. The 12th, tentative, another truth rally. 13th is another Military Appreciation Day. God blessed that last year, and we trust He'll do the same. The 19th is our Outdoorsman Fellowship. Notice our Thanksgiving service. We're going to try this. We're going to move it to Tuesday. And this just allows people who are traveling to maybe be here for that service. We're going to have the Lord's Supper that night. Monthly teachers meeting on the 30th. The reason we're doing it at the end of the month and at the beginning of that same month is because of Gift Sunday coming up in December. That is on the 4th, the choir cantata on the 10th and 11th, church-wide Christmas dinner. And we're doing something different this year. We're going to include a children's play with the Christmas dinner. Wouldn't you like to see our children have a Christmas play? We're going to try this the same night that we do our Christmas dinner, and we'll just see what happens, okay? The 17th is the second annual Iron Bowl. And it could be sleeting, ice, whatever. If you can get there, we're playing, and so on. And then the 18th is a baptism AM service. I want to make one more statement about the month of September. And then what I'd like to do is end on our knees. But in September, the good Lord willing, we are forming a financial, I kind of shy away from the word committee, but I'm going to use that word, among our own church. And God willing, in September, we're going to be offering. I was going to try to do this in March, but these dear men who are helping us with this just feel like they don't have enough time to prepare that short of time. So in September, the good Lord willing, we're going to be offering some financial guidance in a biblical way through the month of September. You know, the number one cause of divorce is finances. And you understand that even half of Christian marriages end in divorce today. And a majority of marriages, whether it's Christian or non-Christian, end in divorce because of financial struggles. Does God have anything to say about money? He sure does. Matter of fact, He speaks more about money than He does heaven or hell. And that tells you it's pretty important to Him, you know what I mean? So we're going to try to offer that help, all right? Now I want to do this. I'd like to ask Brother Gary to come up here because I do not want to ever bypass the potential of maybe somebody being lost in our services. So I'd like, Miss Carol, if you wouldn't mind to come. We're going to give somebody an opportunity, if you've never been saved, to come and receive the Lord as your Savior. Let's all bow for a word of prayer. Our Father, we love You tonight and we thank You for Your goodness to us. Help us now, I pray. May the will of God be done. Your heads are bowed, your eyes are closed. They're beginning to play as soon as they can. I never want to be a preacher who ever bypasses somebody sitting in this auditorium who may not know for sure that heaven is their home. Is there one tonight you say, Jody, I understand that you went over the church calendar and I know all that, but in my heart I do not know Jesus as my Savior. I'm concerned that if I died like I am, that I don't know the Lord. And you say, Jody, would you pray for me? I'm not going to come to your seat. Promise you that. I will not come to your seat. If you say, Jody, I'm interested in my salvation. I believe I need to be saved. Is there anybody like that? Would you raise your hand? Is there anybody at all? I'm looking. My eyes are surfing. I just don't want to ever bypass this because God may be dealing with somebody's heart. Then here's what I want to ask. I'd like to ask some of our men and our ladies, maybe the couples, whatever the case may be. And in your heart, you have a real burden for the work of this church. I hope this is many of you. And I realize all of you can't come to the altar, but I'm just probing for those who feel the Lord really wants you to do this. I want to invite as many of you as can and that want to come to this altar. And I want us to end this meeting. We're going to have a short business meeting after this, but I want to end this particular meeting praying that these plans, God will breathe upon them. Why don't you come now? Would you do that? You say, Jody, I've got a burden for this, and I want God to use it. Come now. Come now. I'd like for our preacher, if he wouldn't mind, to take one of these, take that microphone right here, preacher, if you wouldn't mind. I'm not sure what number that is, but number two. He's going to turn this on. He's going to pray for us. And I want us to pray. I want all of us to pray that God will breathe upon these plans. And I want us to take these plans home and be much in prayer for them and ask God to use them in a great way. Preacher's going to pray for us, sir, please.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank You for these plans that Brother, You've laid on the heart of Brother Jody. Lord, their purpose is to get the church involved in reaching souls for Jesus Christ. Lord, there's hundreds of and thousands of people all around this church and in the radius of a few miles that have a soul that's going to live somewhere forever. And I pray, Lord, You'd help us to be soul conscious at Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church, realizing that people are one heartbeat out of eternity. Either a heaven or a hell, and Jesus is the difference. And so, Lord, I pray that You would breathe upon every leader of this church, Brother Jody, the staff, all the teachers, the bus captains, and everyone that has responsibility of leadership in any way. I pray You'd breathe upon them. Fill us, Lord, we need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I pray that, Lord, You'd cleanse our hearts and our minds. And Lord, help us this year to spend time daily in the Word of God and in prayer. And Lord, breathe upon us and equip us with the blessed Holy Spirit that we might do the job for God during this coming church year. Bless every plan. Bless every, Lord, the revivals, the mission conferences, special days. And Lord, help us to see people come on these grounds and come under the influence of the Word of God and the gospel story of Jesus and His love and be drawn to this altar and to Jesus and to heaven. So, Lord, we ask You now to give us a great year and may we reach people for whom Christ died. and just bless each plan tonight. I ask you, Lord, to give victory this year. May it be a year of victory and the blessing of God. May we see many people saved as a result of these plans. We love you. Help us, Lord, to be faithful to you till the trumpet sound and we're caught up to be with Jesus and get our glorified body and be with all the saints of God and all the heavenly host while the ages roll. We love you tonight. Help us to love you more and be faithful, more faithful to you until Jesus comes. In his name we pray. Amen.
Have faith in God. He's on his throne. Have faith in God. He watches o'er his own. He cannot fail. He must prevail. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. I want to encourage you as a church family, get behind it. Get involved. Stay on your face. Because when we do our part, God will do his part. And we want to trust him and believe him for it. I'm going to call the church into session here, and we'll be on our way in just a moment, okay?